Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Brett Butler. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The shortstop, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Pat Tabler. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Otis Nixon. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Ken Schroem. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Kittle. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mark Hill. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Neil Allen. And now, play ball. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler takes first base on ball four. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard hits a line drive towards first. Bonilla catches it and steps on first to double up Butler. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a fly ball towards left. Fisk settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fisk. Franco goes all the way around to score. Thornton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thornton scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a line drive into left field. Nixon picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Nixon. Cangalosi moves to third. Tolleson moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cangalosi tags and scores. Tolleson tags and moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Indians. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tolleson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Indians, 2, White Sox, 2. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is called out on strikes. One out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dean scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is hit by the pitch. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a pop-up towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up towards first. Tabler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Butler hits a fly ball towards left. Fisk settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Fisk. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-1 in the game. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Butler moves to third. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cangalosi for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Baines hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Schrohm covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0-for-1 in the game. Allenson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nixon. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Nixon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Butler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Nixon moves to second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-2 in the game. Bernazard bunts in front of the plate. Hill fields it and throws to first for the out. Nixon moves to third. Butler moves to second. One out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nixon scores. Butler moves to third. Two outs. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-2 in the game. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0-for-1 in the game. Hill is hit by the pitch. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi takes first base on ball 4. Hill moves to second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it and throws to second for the out. Hill moves to third. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hill tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jacoby strikes out. One out. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 2 in the game. Tabler is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tabler scoops it up and throws to first, with Schrohm covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hewlett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Nixon. Hewlett reaches second base with a double. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 2 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 0 for 2 in the game. Allenson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon bunts towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to second. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. Allenson moves to third. Two outs. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. Bernazard takes first base on ball 4. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hill hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cangalosi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0 for 3 in the game. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Guillen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jacoby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 0 for 3 in the game. Tabler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob James now pitching. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a fly ball into center field. Butler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 3 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Ernie Camacho now pitching. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonilla hits a fly ball into left field. Nixon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Tim Hewlett. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Franco settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Brian Little now playing second base. Otis Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Butler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Butler. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Butler steals second. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Franco is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Bales now pitching. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Hill bunts towards the mound. Bales fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Reed Nichols pinch runs for Mark Hill. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kangalosi. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Kangalosi steals second. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kangalosi. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Kangalosi steals third. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Joel Skinner now catching. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-4 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into center field. That will be extra bases. Kangalosi fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Kangalosi. Thornton moves to third. Carmelo Castillo pinch runs for Andre Thornton. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Castillo scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. James fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-4 in the game. Hall is walked intentionally. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allenson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to third. Hall moves to second. Joe Carter pinch hits for Otis Nixon. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Kangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jacoby tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-4, Indians. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hall moves to third. Allenson moves to second. Brett Butler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Butler is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Butler takes first base on ball 4. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Carmelo Castillo now playing right field. Mel Hall now playing left field. Scott Bales now pitching. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 3 RBIs. Baines strikes out. One out. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.